This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't mean to insult you guys, but some of you were absolutely useless. I asked you what to do about my new Apple XR voicemail. It doesn't even light up when I get voicemail. I told you guys, I admitted to you that I was completely incompetent when it came to my phone or electronics. And, again, I really plead, if anybody knows how I get my Apple XR to give me a little light so I know there's a voicemail so I don't have to just keep calling it blindly, I would really appreciate it. Thank you. That's all. Look, I give you guys advice. I give you guys advice. And you guys just once can't give me a little help. Yes. Okay. I'm stupid. Is that what you want to hear? I don't know how to work my iPhone. I purchased a phone that I can't do simple jobs on, simple tasks on. I'm stupid. Is that what you guys want to hear? Great. Now, please, help me out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I think we're all, it's the end of the year. Are we all getting a little testy? I'm getting testy. I mean, I love Christmas time, but boy, is it stressful right now. Gosh, there's so much going on. You're looking at the end of the year. You're looking at all the spending you have to do. I am so sick of the news. I don't think I can watch the news anymore. Border wall, government shutdown. Probably every 2 or 3 days in the news, I hear somebody overdosing and dying. So I'm going to start focusing on my little happy place, which is going away. All right, going on vacation. We're going to be going on a cruise to, I think we're going to be leaving Cape Canaveral and going down to, like, Bahamas. It's kind of like the Western Caribbean. They had really inexpensive cruises this summer. Best thing to do for Christmas time because you get out of the cold, even though I kind of like cold and I'd like to see some snow, but you get out of the cold, you get to, you know, feed the kids, you know, as much as they want, all they can eat. So you end up saving money. I spend more money on what they eat if we were home, not on vacation, than what I do on a cruise. I mean, that's how much you eat, okay? And it gets you out of Dodge. So here I am getting into my zone going, I'm going to love the cruise. Yes, I am going to be in a bathing suit. Okay, but here's the thing. Did I tell you guys what my bathing suit has been? Okay. No, it's not sexy at all. No, my bathing suit wear, my style is now very practical. You're not going to like it at all. I am sorry. This is going to be like the biggest turnoff. If I wore a bikini, that would be a turnoff. You guys have all seen me. I've changed the way I do bathing suits. And I love it now. And maybe it's because I'm getting older. But the biggest problem I have as a woman is wearing a one-piece and having to go to the bathroom, especially if you're in a foreign country, and a lot of foreign countries' bathrooms don't have doors. So if you're in a one-piece, you need to take everything off, right, to be able to go to the bathroom. No, I don't pee in the pool. I don't. And I don't really want to pee in the ocean, too, because I just don't want to, you know, attract sharks and animals and stuff like that, right? And give them any hormones. I don't need to do that. But so I don't like doing that. So what I started to do was wear a shirt, my water shirt, especially since I have, like, these little pre-melanoma things that seem to... My computer went on. How do I shut off the volume? There we go. So I wear a shirt. So if I did have to go to the bathroom and take off the bathing suit, I could then put a shirt back on. Well, then I started to get thunder thighs as I aged. And not as much cellulite as I would have expected. But when your butt gets bigger, the thighs do too. Now, mind you, I exercise. I exercise about an hour, hour and a half a day. And it doesn't matter how much muscle. My thighs are kind of big. So I found these workout water shorts. I don't know if I was at Target or whatever. And they actually look kind of cute. So now I'm noticing I'm wearing my bathing suit. I'm wearing shorts, right? I'm wearing this cute top. And I'm like, wait a second, that's still a lot of clothes to take off when I have to pee. So now you want to know what my bathing suit is? My bathing suit is basically my shorts and the top. And I don't even wear a bathing suit anymore. And now I can just go to the bathroom when I have to go to the bathroom. Now, my husband and I are going to be celebrating our 22nd anniversary. And I know you guys are like, man, poor he. You know, he really, you know, deserves somebody a little sexier. No, he doesn't. There is nothing in the Bible, in the Constitution, that says your wife has to stay sexy. No. Because remember, you know, the whole purpose of sex is to procreate. It's not just that fun. And if I don't think him turning 50 needs to procreate, then he doesn't need to be attracted to anybody. I mean, he may be, who knows? So that's my bathing suit. Now, here's news, unfortunately. These cruises are not without their tragedy. There was a man with autism who went overboard, a 22-year-old named Luke Renner. And I guess he was traveling in a group of nine with Wishes for Me Foundation on a five-night carnival fantasy cruise from Mobile, Alabama. Unfortunately, his travel companion is reported missing. So the authorities searched the 2,600-passenger ship, and they say he climbed over a deck rail and jumped off the ship. Family thinks he might have mistakenly believed he was going swimming. Unfortunately, he's now presumed dead. They do not blame the group that organized the sailing, but he loved the Wishes for Me special needs community where he lived, right? And he loved cruises, and they're devastated, but we were thankful he was there with people he loved and trusted when he died. So then there was a 26-year-old, Thomas McElhaney. He went overboard on the Carnival Victory. That was a month ago, was never found. And then a 69-year-old woman from Holland went overboard. Coast Guard had to find her. And then on November 22nd, a 27-year-old crew member on Royal Caribbean's Adventure of the Seas disappeared. So unfortunately, the disappearances went undiscovered for several hours. So, wow, I really hope this whole cruise thing isn't as dangerous as they're saying. Man, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jason from Wichita writes, saying, just reset your settings in your phone. Oh yeah, from my voicemail. Yeah, the only problem is this, I don't want it to mess up the other apps. I heard about that. I could just reset. Okay, I'll think about it. But thank you. Thank you. You see how people be? You see? Thank you, Jason. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say Americans don't look like they're getting any taller as we progress, but we are getting heavier. There's a new report that was released today showing that U.S. adults are not getting any taller. And the average U.S. adult is overweight and just a few pounds from obese. So now the average American is fat. That's what we're being told. Especially if you're white or Hispanic, they say. They actually say that the average height for men fell a little bit over the last decade. For women, not much change. Now, according to Fox News, they say one factor may be the shift in the country's population. There's a growing number of Mexican Americans, and they say that group tends to be a little shorter, said one of the report's authors. That's according to Cynthia Ogden of the CDC. And they say the findings came from a 2015-2016 health survey that measures height and weight. More than 5,000 adults took part. Now, CDC records date back to the early 1960s. And so they say the average man was a little over 5 feet 8 inches tall, and the average man weighed 166 pounds. The average man in the 60s weighed 166. Now, I remember a few years ago, that was the average weight for women. Well, you'll see what happened. They say since the 1960s, men are now 1 inch taller, but 30 pounds heavier. So the average man is like almost 200 pounds. Today's average height is 5'9" for a man. But it's about a tenth of an inch shorter than about a decade ago. Now, what about women? Well, the average woman in the 1960s was 5'3" and 140 pounds. I'm 5'6", but I'm starting to shrink a little bit because, you know, you shrink with age. Not so much because osteoporosis and starting to have that kyphosis where you lean forward, but because, again, you have to stand up straight when you get measured, but your discs between your back start to lose some of their juice. And so your vertebrae start to crush a little bit more together. And so you lose disc height, and when you lose disc height, you lose real height. So I've noticed I'm starting to clock in at 5'5.5". I know, which then makes me work harder on my weight. So they say, for women, average woman back then during Mad Men was 5'3", 140 pounds. Now women are half inch taller and 30 pounds heavier. The average height is about the same, about 5'4". They say in the last decade, the average weight of men rose about 2 pounds to 198. For women, it rose 6 pounds to nearly 171. Now, when you hear the term average, doesn't mean what you're supposed to be. That means they took a sample size, and the average weight of these 5,000 people ended up coming to these numbers. That doesn't mean it's normal. You know, we always mix the two. You know, I'm like, okay, well, you know, is this good for, you know, a journal? Is this good for whatever? Yeah, it's average. Meaning, okay, good, I hit the mark. No. We've been telling you for years that how we're hitting the mark is wrong. A woman weighing 171 pounds is too gosh darn much. They say men have 40-inch waistlines on average. Women waistlines are a little under 39 inches. Women's waistlines are almost equal to men. A woman, you see, when I grew up, I learned you were supposed to be a 36, 22, maybe 28 or 30, something like that. You're supposed to have an hourglass figure, and you were supposed to shoot for a 22 to 25 inch waist. The average woman's waistline is almost 40 inches. They say the average height of black men and white men have been holding about steady, a little under 5'10". They say Mexican-American and Asian-American men are roughly 3 inches shorter than whites and blacks on average. They say there's a similar height gap in women. They say in 2016, about 18% of the nation's population was Hispanic, up from 13% in 2000, according to the U.S. Census figures. Mexican-Americans account for nearly two-thirds of the Hispanic population. So I look at some of the men around, okay? And I'm not admiring men. I just look. You know, I'll go to Costco or I'll go to Walmart, and I'm like, man, that guy's tall. Man, that guy's tall. And so I think, okay, no, we're getting taller. But maybe it's because I'm not really looking at the men who are my height or just an inch or two higher. I don't really look at men. I'm married. I'm happily married, okay? If there's a Michael Fassbender movie, then I'll drool. But I don't, you know. But when somebody's tall, it stands out. So you think in your memory, all right, you know, a lot of us are growing taller. Now, where my you know, proof comes from and my evidence comes from is I went to the Titanic exhibition here in Las Vegas, and they had a pair of pants, and the pair of pants looked like a pair of pants that would fit one of my kids when he was in middle school, right? So pre-puberty. And they said this was a pair of pants from a man's suitcase. A man. And I'm like, so men in the 19-teens were under 5 feet? I don't think so. It might have been a short man. But you just didn't really... It's interesting. When you think back to the olden days, you think of shorter men. You don't think of big, tall, strapping. But they had them. Abraham Lincoln. You had tall people. So what could be going on here? Where? Well, women being 170 pounds, men being almost 200, both of us having almost the same waistline, that's a problem. And I think it's a lot of the hormones in our food. I think it's a lot of the chemicals we use around us. I think it's a lot of our plastics. And fat is a sign of stress. Not only when we get stressed do we get fat sometimes. Some of us lose weight. Yeah, I wish when I was stressed I would lose weight. Usually I gain. But when you, let's say, drink a lot of alcohol and you injure your, and you start to injure your liver, what is one of the first signs of liver disease? Fat. Fat accumulates around the liver. Same thing with other body organs. You know, I'm not sure what they've done in terms of studies, but if you take somebody that has high cortisol levels, which is associated with high stress, and you CT them, or you examine them maybe post-mortem on their fat distribution, you would probably see a lot of fat surrounding the organs. Now, also if somebody eats like crap, that could do it too. But when your body doesn't get what it needs and doesn't get to do what it needs to do, you get buildup. Like, how many of you get depressed and then you don't clean the house? How many of you are like, oh, you know what, just leave it. Or, I had a bad day at work. I'm just going to throw my papers down and move on. That's kind of what the body does when it comes to fat, calcium deposits, etc. It's just not going to be as up on, all right, I'm going to be on it. So, one way to lose weight, there was a study that came out yesterday or something, was saying, oh, your mindfulness could help you lose weight. Let me see if I could find that. And I've heard that before. Where, let me pull this up, where, you know, if you put your mind to it, mindfulness and weight loss, you know, you could lose weight. But I think the reason why is, it's the idea of, you know, starting to get a little bit of control. They say obese individuals who are struggling to achieve weight loss, right, could lose weight if they're taught mindfulness techniques. This is according to a study from Diabetes, Endocrinology, and Metabolism at the University Hospital, Coventry. So, being in the zone, that's why Weight Watchers was so effective. Weight Watchers, I noticed in the 80s, was fantastic because they used this whole group setting. You could do Weight Watchers on your own online, but this idea of this group setting where we're like, you could do it, we're all in this together, oh, you lost a pound, hallelujah, yay, everybody getting little toys. I remember getting a little gardening toy, a little gardening tool, because I lost a pound or two. And so the idea of, you know, you're in the zone really does help. And, you know, being at peace. Now, if you're like, you know what, I like my curves, I'm good, that could be another problem. We don't want complacency. But lowering stress is going to be huge. The 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump spoke to troops overseas, thanking them for their service. The president also talks about the economy, which on Christmas Eve, the Dow lost over 600 points.
The economy is doing so well that they raised interest rates, and that's as a form of safety. No way. President Obama didn't do much of that. Much easier to run when you have no interest rate. He had a very low interest rate. We have a normalized interest rate. A normalized interest rate means a lot. You know, it's good for a lot of people. They have money in the bank. They get interest on their money. For many years, nobody got interest on their money.
The government shutdown rolls on. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky on how many federal workers are impacted.
The partial government shutdown continues. 800,000 federal workers impacted. About half that number considered essential employees like air traffic controllers and TSA agents who are on the job and will get paid retroactively.
This is USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so they say, now I live in Nevada. And southern Nevada, so I'm not going to feel this, but I'm really feeling for you guys. They say the polar vortex could bring freezing Arctic air over the U.S. and send temperatures plummeting within weeks. Now, what is the polar vortex? Well, I guess it's the air that rests 60,000 feet above the Arctic Circle. Isn't that where the North Pole is? Yeah, the North Pole is supposed to be up there in the Arctic Circle. I really would love... Do they really have Santa's house? Do they actually... I heard that at the North Pole, they really do have a North Pole. Is that true? I want to look that up because I would... That would be on my bucket list. I want to go to Disneyland Paris if I ever get the money. I want to go to Greece because I've already been to Italy. I loved Italy. Definitely want to see Germany. Definitely want to see China and Japan and Australia. But I would want to see Santa's home at the North Pole. I just would. I think that would be the coolest thing. They say, researchers say that a polar vortex could hit the U.S. and Canada by the end of this month or in January. Judah Cohen, a climate expert at Atmospheric and Environmental Research, said the latest studies indicate that there is a chance Arctic air could push southward and blanket much of the northern hemisphere in the coming weeks. They said it all depends on the polar vortex, and if it's stable, the winter will be quite ordinary, with its usual cold spells, snowstorms, and thaws. But if it is disrupted, if somebody disrupts the vortex, frigid temperatures, and that'll, I guess, cover a lot of the United States. So their confidence is growing in a significant polar vortex disruption in the coming weeks. They say this could be the single most important determinant of the weather this winter. I thought it was the groundhog. I thought it was the groundhog that pokes his head out February 1st. Now, apparently there is disagreement. American climate experts say it could happen later this month. European experts think it's going to be January. So the findings about the possible polar vortex contradict predictions by U.S. meteorologists who said in October that this winter is going to be warmer and milder than usual. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is right now, what, 60-something degrees? I mean, I didn't even have to bring a jacket. It has never been this warm in December, which kind of frightens me. And again, I don't think it's my car that did this. It is warm. Babe, it's warm outside. I'm just, that's kind of bothering me. I would rather have a real winter, you know, see some snow. So National Weather Service predicted a warmer than normal winter for the northern and western three quarters of the nation because of a weak El Nino. The greatest chance for warmer than normal weather is going to be Alaska, Pacific Northwest, Montana, northern Wyoming, and western North Dakota. No place in the U.S. is expected to be colder than normal. They say the Southeast, Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic could go anyway on temperature. So, what does that mean? Well, they expect, according to the NOAA, warmer than normal conditions, greatest likelihood in Alaska. Southeast Tennessee, Ohio Valley, and Mid-Atlantic all have equal chances for below, near, or above average temperatures, meaning they don't know what the heck. And no part of the U.S. is favored to have below average temperatures. But precipitation. They say wetter than average conditions are favored across the southern tier of the U.S. up to the Mid-Atlantic. Northern Florida and southern Georgia have the greatest odds for above average precipitation. Drier than average conditions are most likely in parts of the northern Rockies and northern plains. But here we go. Where I live, we have to worry about drought. They say drought conditions are likely to persist across the southwest, southern California, central Great Basin, central Rockies, northern plains, and portions of the inner Pacific Northwest. But they say drought conditions will improve in Arizona and New Mexico, sections of Utah and Colorado, coastal Pacific Northwest, and the central plains. These weather shifts I'm seeing, I mean, we had a real nice El Nino a while back, and I drove into California, and I saw green for the first time when I've just for years seen brown. So we will have shifts, but where I live in Nevada, it is dry and dry. And we get a lot of our water from the Rockies because that comes down the Colorado River. So if the Rockies are dry, don't get a good snowpack, we're screwed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's talk about some good news. There's a Texas girl who had an inoperable brain tumor. But get this, it disappeared. Doctors don't know why. Roxley Doss was diagnosed with a diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, or DIPG. And to get into the pontines, that's hard. So, she underwent weeks of radiation. Her parents, Jen and Scott, prayed, and looks like they got a miracle. Her mom said it's kind of our family thing that God healed Roxley. The girl's medical team is blown away. According to Dr. Virginia Herod of Dell Children's Medical Center, said it is very rare, but when we see it, it is a devastating disease. You have decreased ability to swallow, vision loss, decreased ability to talk, even difficulty with breathing. When I saw Roxy's MRI scan, it was actually unbelievable. the tumor is undetectable on the MRI, which is unusual. Now, of course, she's going to continue to undergo treatments like immunotherapy. But in the meanwhile, she is enjoying living her life, horseback riding, etc. Fantastic. I mean, that is some great news. You know, you hear of these cases, and people always ask me about the power of prayer. And medicine is a science. So we don't in medical school, right, when we talk about treatments and look at our arsenal of medical interventions, we don't really bring up spirituality. We don't really bring up, you know, religion. And I get that. You know, it's very, very hard. You know, and there's a lot of different beliefs. So it's just about the science. Even though science is, in a way, a religion. But, you know, people could disagree, you know, and believe that one thing happens because of another reason or et cetera. But for me, people of faith, they just blew my mind in how much they were able to steer the course of their recovery. Or people getting ideas of things. You know, there was a gentleman who, he was a smoker, and he had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and he was in the hospital over Thanksgiving. And I went to visit him on Thanksgiving because, you know, we're going to have dinner later, and I'm like, well, I'll go visit him and stuff, and football was on. So I sat there and was just watching football with him at the hospital. And he goes, you know, Doc, I'm not getting out of here. I go, of course. They're going to get you, you know, boosted up. You'll get your steroids. He goes, nah, I just got the feeling that this time I'm not going to leave here. I'm like, stop it. You're going to be fine. He died the next day. Peaceful, from what I understand. Yet I've had people who just prayed their pain away. I told you about that lady who had multiple rib fractures. And she was at church. She was in a lot of pain. Rib fractures hurt. And people laid their hands on her. They did a prayer. The preacher did a prayer. And she walked in going, I don't need any medication. I'm good. Can we see if the fracture's healed? And she's like running around the office more spry than I am. Now, the fracture was still there, obviously, but she was out of pain. And you're like, whoa. You know, I had a lady that came in, I told you guys this story, where her friend read her palm. And she read her palm and said, you have a tumor on your ovary or in your colon. Now, she didn't have insurance. And she said doctors were blowing her off and they wouldn't order the test. And I'm like, well, look, I'm here for you. So if you're worried that you have a tumor somewhere, I'll order the test. Well, you know, if you're worried about you have ovarian tumor, we're going to order an ultrasound, pelvic ultrasound. If you're worried about having a colonic tumor, we would order a colonoscopy. Now, this is, of course, before Obamacare, and she had cash, so she'd pay for it. Well, lo and behold, she actually had a tumor on her ovary. And that was her friend reading her palm. So I really believe that there's another dimension that is working with us. So congratulations to the Texas girl, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is really raising some eyebrows here. There's a continued rise in suicides in Minnesota. And this has been reported by the Star Tribune. But they say suicides rose in the state of Minnesota in 2017 with an alarming increase in men taking their own lives. Now, there's been less suicide in women, but men, it's rising. Those findings were released Monday by the Minnesota Department of Health, along with a plea from the state health commissioner to halt a decades-long trend of rising suicide numbers by increasing public awareness, mental health treatment, and prevention programs. They say there was a 10% decrease in suicides among females in Minnesota in 2017, but overall suicides in Minnesota increased 5% overall and a 9% jump among males. Now, this is kind of frightening, and when you look at suicide by race, they say American Indian appears to be the highest, then white, then Asian Pacific Islander, and then black. And they say the 783 suicides in Minnesota last year, so almost 800 people killed themselves. 800. That's more than the number of people who died from opioid overdoses in my state. That's twice the number. They said it represented a 5% increase since 2016 and a 79% increase since 1999. The state suicide rate has been historically lower, though, than the national rate. Minnesota is an amazing state. There's a lot of nature and good communities, and it's from what I understand, it's one of the most beautiful states. I also understand, though, that it gets really, really cold, you know? And some people, you know, have to work for me, you know, because we're based in Minnesota. And so that could be an issue. Not funny, but still. But Minnesota's a fantastic state. So why would suicide rates be growing? Well, they say suicide rates are growing nationally among white adults, among American Indians, rural residents, and Minnesota has ample populations of all three. You know, Daniel, are you there? Do you have time to pop on? Oh, Daniel's not there. Now I'm worried. Okay. So they say the increase in the state suicide rate was sharper than last year for men in the metro area, but still higher among rural men. So, rural versus city folk. Do we see a change in suicide rates? Well, you know, it all depends on why suicide is happening. Is suicide happening because people are using certain substances like alcohol, drugs, etc.? Is suicide happening because of despair when it comes to relationships, when it comes to jobs? So we see trends with suicide depending on how things are going with jobs, market, you know. And one of my listeners had lost his job a while back, and he was depressed. He said he wasn't suicidal. And, you know, he had talked to me about it. Nothing he wanted me to read on air, and that's fine. I'm not going to read his email on air. But I was talking, ow, I'm sorry, my knee. Oh, boy, my knee, I'm sorry. Have to stretch it, my knee out. But, you know, I was talking to my husband about this with, you know, people with job losses. And why would suicide be one of the top options? You know, when somebody loses their job, it's devastating. I mean, it is, you know, you have, you know, you not only have loss of income, but you have loss of your health insurance. And then you mourn the community you were in within the job. Now, if you hated the people you worked with, and if the people you worked with were toxic, you're usually celebrating when you leave. But if you loved the people you worked with, and I mean you really cared about people you worked with or customers, etc., then losing a job could be really, really devastating. And so suicide is one of the things that comes to mind. You would think it would be farther down on the line, but I guess it's more common in those who don't think they could replicate that sort of life. So they end up mourning the life they have. Same thing with a relationship. The reason why people think of suicide when they lose a relationship is because they don't think they will ever be able to replace that relationship. And, you know, people will say, okay, well, you know what? Trust me, you'll find a new girlfriend. You'll find a new boyfriend. Right? Or you'll get a new puppy. Or you'll have another baby. Those are some of the worst things to say. Now, you're right. If somebody has a miscarriage, okay, and they think they can never love another baby again, they will love another baby. If they have another baby that lives, they will love that baby. So you're right. It's not going to, though, take away the memory of the baby they lost. It won't. Or the hurt. Same thing with a relationship. You know, you can get over people, you know, if it really was a true love. But if you really, really love that person, there's always going to be a piece of your heart in them. And so the idea of, well, you'll find a new girlfriend or you'll find a new boyfriend, that's not going to make people feel better. Same thing with a job. You'll find a new job. Yeah, but what if it's not like that job? So what you need to do whenever somebody is close to you contemplating suicide is, one, is, I mean, you've got to get them immediate help, immediate counseling. But, you know, one thing that I would do with patients is really have some real talks, you know? And I'd say, look, if you are sad about this job loss, and trust me, during the recession, we had a lot of people losing their job, or sad about the breakup or the divorce, okay? You need to make a list and write out what it is you think you're missing and what it is you won't miss. So, for example, let's say you lost a job, okay? Okay, well, you're going to miss the customers, or you're going to miss your boss, or you're going to miss your colleagues, okay? Or you're going to miss the money, or you're going to miss the health insurance. Whatever you think you're going to miss, try right next to it ways that you are going to replace that. So get a new job with similar money, or, you know, do a couple part-time jobs, or et cetera. Okay? Stay in touch with your colleagues. You know, if you made friends, you stay in touch with your friends. But then also make a list, what are you not going to miss? Well, I'm not going to miss a toxic environment, or I'm not going to miss the weekly meetings, or I'm not going to miss this. And then start having positive thoughts about the things you don't have to do anymore. Well, now you're going to have spare time. Now you're going to have some time with the kids. Now you're going to be able to do X, Y, and Z. And so that's pretty, you know, make some positive out of it. Same thing with a relationship. You know, well, I broke up with her and I'm miserable. I'll never find her again. You know, okay, so what are you going to miss? Well, I'm going to miss the sex. You will have sex again. You know, hopefully if you're healthy and able. Well, I'm going to miss having somebody to go out with on a Saturday night. You will have that. And then on your Saturday nights, these are things you could do. These are going to be your substitutes in the time being. Well, I'm going to miss, you know, the ability to get married. You will have an ability to get married. That's not going to go away. And then what do you not miss? Well, I don't miss her parents. I'm not going to miss the fights. The fights were rough. I'm not going to miss the worrying she's going to dump me. That's right. She's not going to dump you because it's over. You never have to worry about her dumping you. You don't have that fear. And so what we do is we concentrate on the things, the positives, and, you know, allow the brain of somebody who's grieving to realize that they're not going to have to deal with that pain anymore. And then sometimes you start to realize you have a little bit of freedom. You know, people always seem to go back to the wrong relationship. They are so fearful of not being in a relationship that they keep wanting to go back. And going back is not usually very successful. It isn't. You know, I hear people with jobs, and they're like, well, you know what? There's a chance that there'll be new management. You know, he'll get hired back. Sometimes that's not really what, you know, sometimes the reason why things separate is because God had a plan. So I hope, you know, overall, people don't seem to choose suicide when they don't need to. And, you know, we're praying for those of you out there in Minnesota. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.